are currently the only person in this conference.
Recording started.
Just a smile that you had to give me hope, but then you turn and you look away. It's like you're finally thinking about letting me in, but then you run me right away. It's your love and madness that keeps me so attracted to you. It's the things that you do that got me stuck up on you.
Awesome. Candy B, are you here?
I am, Erica.
Awesome. I told you, we're going to get it done. We're going to figure it out. Black Girls Rock. All right. So we were using another podcast platform with one of our partners over at Anchor and Spotify. So now we're here on the Black Trade Lines podcast platform, which is slightly different because it's a call-in. So hopefully this should work out a little bit better for us. So you were just diving into the big fashion brands, the luxury and fashion brands, and them now being openly accepted of more diverse sizes, using more full-figured models in their runway shows. And, you know, you've been giving a little bit of feedback about that. When I asked you, do you feel like it's a little late for that, or Are you happy to finally see a change in the industry?
Well, definitely, yes. I'm happy to see the change that's taking place, that is currently taking place. It definitely speaks to the growth of our industry, as far as the plus size industry, as far as our fashion industry, just the growth of our world right now. I'm glad to see the more size, diversity, and inclusiveness in these high fashion brands. Because growing up, as of right now, I haven't gotten to the high fashion because of the fact, growing up, high fashion brands, even though I love and admire them, they never had my size. So I had to like shop from just whatever fits me, as far as versus shopping to seeing something I like and just being able to get it in my size. So I'm happy of the growth. I feel like we're just tipping the iceberg, though. There's so much more that needs to be done.
Absolutely.
To really see the size inclusion. You know, right now I'm kind of upset with our main high fashion brands, because as we're seeing playing out right now with the whole situation with Gucci, you know,
exactly.
A high fashion brand that has been admired.
Gucci,
and
Prada, Moncler.
Yes. You know, our culture as a whole has supported these brands, and, you know, just to see the imagery that they're coming out with, it's just a bit disrespectful. So I'm personally I like high fashion, and I'm not saying that I'll never buy anything high fashion, but if I get to a point where I don't have a closet filled with all these high fashion name brand items, I would be okay. You know,
right.
I actually prefer to support more of, you know, smaller businesses, more Black-owned businesses, and just, you know, supporting brands that I truly believe in and feel that they are for me and representing me as well as a person.
Absolutely. And for people, because we're kind of chiming in the middle of the conversation, switching from one podcasting platform to our platform here with Black Trade Lines, can you let people know specifically what you do in the entertainment industry, and if they're looking to put on an event that's showcasing diverse women, diverse styles, and diverse figures, you know, how they can tap you on the shoulder, or how you may be of assistance to putting together an event?
Well, definitely. So, of course, I do various things. I started off in the entertainment industry, as I stated, working as an intern with Radio 1 Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I really birthed my experience in entertainment, and just fell in love with the culture working in the radio industry. So from that background, and then I also got into plus-size modeling. I just, you know, merged my backgrounds together, and I formed my first business, which is Diva for Life Entertainment. I opened that business I started paperwork back in 2013, and I did my first event in 2014. My first event was at a lounge called Bar One in Atlanta, and I'm so grateful because I was able to get into that lounge with it being well known. Of course, it was owned by Peter Thomas of Housewives of Atlanta, the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So with me being new entrepreneur, new to just doing events and just working in being as a promoter, for me to get into that lounge and host my events, which my goal was to offer more size, diversity, and, you know, plus size events in the Atlanta nightlife, because I wasn't really seeing that inclusion in the Atlanta nightlife. So
even though Atlanta is known for having voluptuous women, you know, this is what we think of Atlanta in the D.C. area. Like, you go to Atlanta, you're going to see girls with hair all the way down their back, you know, derrieres pointing at the sunshine, you know. So that's a little, you know, eye-opening for me, because I would think Atlanta would be crawling with, you know, curvy women, full-figure women, diverse-sized women everywhere, especially in the nightlife.
Definitely, and we, the women existed there in the Nanolog tonight, but what I saw from a marketing perspective, like, you know, how we go out, you know, because, of course, I always like to go out with my homegirls, have a girls' night out, and, you know, if we're giving a flyer, if we're walking from our car or to the club, we're giving all these flyers with, you know, the beautiful models on the flyers, and I noticed that's what made me tap into the Atlanta nightlife, because I was noticing on the flyers, okay, these girls are beautiful and gorgeous, but they don't look like me. And one stigma that I feel like that we have promoted, especially within our culture, just in hip hop, even from music videos, is you always see the models who may have like the bigger bottom, the bigger rump, but they have this skinny waist, and that was the only standard of beauty that we really saw. So I wanted to kind of tap into that and just break that mold, because yes, I'm a plus size woman and I do have a bigger bottom, but my stomach is not always flat. It's not flat like the other models, but I still feel like I should be able to consider myself beautiful and still pursue a career in modeling if I wanted to.
Absolutely.
And see myself represented in that and on that flyer as well.
Exactly. Especially when you know it's you and your girls that's, you know, holding up these events, hosting events, and just as much as ingrained a part of the entertainment industry as anyone else. So I totally agree.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Even you know, you, that conversation is as women, you know, we represent such a wide diaspora, because, you know, Jamaican women can say, I don't see any Caribbean women, you know, African women can say, you know, so the fact that you took that on as a feat and didn't think of it as being too big for you, that's phenomenal.
Thank you. And also, because like I said, I did start in the industry, just wanted to represent plus size, because I felt like I'm a plus size woman. But as I continued to do events and got to network and meet more beautiful women of different sizes, like you said, you're a fierce size 0 and 2. And
exactly.
I just, you know, meet women like yourself, I felt like, okay, this is more bigger than just plus size. And eventually I started shifting my brand to just body positivity, and I really mainly want to be a promoter of confidence, because like I said, we all need it. And what I found out, like, a lot of the women who came to my events were, you know, working women, or, you know, single moms, you know, women who probably have just had a child and, you know, just didn't feel too confident of going out into the Atlanta nightlife because they feel like their body wasn't together. Like, no, you just still can come out and have a good time.
Exactly.
And not just focus on, you know, I have to look a certain type of way.
Right. It sounds like you were, you know, you were already ahead of the self-love, self-awareness movement, you know, body appreciation movement, even before it hit mainstream, because when this hit mainstream was Victoria's Secret putting Ashley Graham on the runway, something that was kind of groundbreaking in the fashion industry.
something had to precede that, you know, and we never see what precedes that, you know. So, you know, I definitely would attribute that to you and, you know, women like you all around the country that's, you know, breaking down these barriers and saying, no, I'm accepted. I'm an acceptable class of beauty. I accept myself. Other people accept me. Why is it that, you know, mainstream just wants to take bits and pieces and glorify and highlight and not, you know, truly shed light and, you know, share the shine with all women that are, you know, promoting a higher standard of beauty? Because like you said, it starts within yourself. And you said it in the beginning of the...
Hello?
I'm sorry, I accidentally muted. So, for other entrepreneurs that's looking to break down barriers, what would be your advice to them?
Definitely my advice would be to write their vision. Sit down and take that time to write down your vision. What is your purpose and the goals that you want to achieve? Because I really am a stickler for writing things down, not just to speak it into existence, but writing it down so you always have a reference to come back to if, you know, you feel like you get discouraged on your journey, like you have that reference to come back to, like, this is why I'm doing this. You know, no matter what happens, I'm going to stick to my purpose. I'm going to remain patient, because a lot of times when you set out to do entrepreneurship, whatever goal you have, a lot of times we get so excited because we have the vision, the ideas. But when it's time to actually do the work and the journey, it actually might not come as easy as you would have thought or like it to be. So you have to have that constant reminder of you're doing this to, you know, to step back, to go back to the purpose and the reason why you're doing what you're doing. And to break down those barriers, it's just consistency. You know, you stay consistent and committed to your purpose, your passion. You know, you stay networking. You may have to stay evolving yourself and just continue to educate yourself. You know, never limit yourself to education, knowledge, wisdom. Those, I feel like, play a key factor into breaking barriers.
Absolutely. And Tammy, you have so many credits under your belt. You're an incredibly humble woman when you really do have more bragging rights than a little bit. Can you tell us about how you developed the relationship with Control Magazine and how you became one of their fashion editors?
Oh, yes. Well, honestly, I always just have an eye for I always remain observant of what's going on in my industry, what's going on in whatever city I'm currently in, and just paying attention to, you know, media, what's going around me. Control Magazine is a well-known fashion magazine that's based in Atlanta, but they have definitely gained attention worldwide. So that magazine, they do incredible. I fell in love with it because they do incredible imagery of, like, on their covers, when they release covers, you know, they just have an eye for great fashion and showcasing talent, African-American talent and actors and just an industry. So I reached out to Control Magazine. I actually looked up with meeting the editor, Julian Lark. So I met with him at an event and just kind of introduced myself real quickly, gave him my business card, and just told him, you know, I'm Tammy of Curves in the Streets, you know, I'm just trying to promote more size diversity in the mainstream media. I just wanted to get connected with Control Magazine. So he took my card, and, you know, I never really heard anything back from him. And so out of the blue one day, he called me himself. And you know, I had a chance to, you know, look you up, you know, what you're doing is dope, and I would like for us to connect. So I went in, interviewed with him, sat down and right off top, you know, he was, you know, he was supportive of what my mission was. And I told him, I was like, you're doing all this great fashion, but I would like to see more size diverse. I would love to see more curvy women and fashion included in your publication. So I was blessed with that opportunity because not only did he allow me to just be a fashion editor, I had no experience, mind you, in writing and being an editor. I literally went by faith and just learned as I went along the journey. But I was blessed with the opportunity to not only be an editor, but he made me his curvy editor for that magazine. So it was the first time that they ever had a curvy editor for the publication. So I
Oh, so you weren't just one of the fashion contributors or fashion editors. You were actually the person who approves or disapproves whether, you know, a story for diverse plus size women or curvy women is even going to make the magazine.
Yes. Definitely.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Not only did I approve or disapprove, I came up with a lot of the content as their curvy editor and published that content to showcase more size diversity and more plus size women in
That's
fashion.
Absolutely amazing. So what's next for Curves in the Streets and Diva for Life Entertainment? What's next for Tammy D?
Oh, definitely. I'm still out here working in these streets, girl.
You're still out here in these streets, honey.
Still out in these streets. I'm supposed to do more traveling this year. Like I said, right now I'm in Seattle, Washington. And it's been a great learning experience because I'm being introduced to just a different way of doing things and culturally different here in the state of Washington. So I'm expanding my brand that way. I plan to do more international traveling because I'm like 2 hours away from Canada. So, and I've been, you know, networking with some companies and brands in different countries. So all I can say was just look out for me. I'm up
to right. You have to come back and give us an update.
But I am working and just want to evolve, you know, as a woman, evolve as a business owner, you know, just evolve. So that's what I'm focused on in 2019.
Awesome. Well, you know, they're saying that in 2018 going into 2019, you know, the whole motto was happiness, you know, outweighs money. Happiness is the new bag, and you definitely speak it. You know, it sounds like you're truly on your path of evolution just based on what you're doing with your brand. You know, just listening to your story of how you got started and how you persevered, different things that you've done, just having belief and having faith in yourself. You know, that's what we're about promoting, inspiring, motivating other entrepreneurs. So I think that's super dope. And I know that you're going to have tons of success and can't wait for you to come back and talk to us and, you know, let us know more. For anyone that's looking to do business with you or wants to follow you, how would you suggest they get in contact with you?
Feel free to follow me on Instagram. I'm on all social media. I'm on all social media platforms for the most part, but really heavy on Instagram. So Instagram, Curves in the Streets. Spelled out Curves, CURVSINTHE in the Streets, STREETS. So Curves in the Streets on Instagram, Curves in the Streets on Facebook. Feel free to email me at curvesinthestreets@gmail.com. I reply to emails. So anyone that want to reach out, connect with me, have a question, or just even a comment, I'm always accessible. So yeah, and thank you so much for just this opportunity, Digital Ace.
You're
welcome. Appreciate that. You're a phenomenal woman yourself as well, and I appreciate your hustle and what you're doing. Just setting up a platform for entrepreneurs like myself to come on and just you know share our information, our story.
We're figuring it out, you know. We're still trying to figure it out. I know I probably look crazy out there on Instagram sharing everybody's stuff and not really saying much about what I'm doing. But, you know, there's definitely a method to the madness. And also, before we part, any brands, you know, or sponsors that may be looking to work with you, could you give them a little soundbite to leave them with?
Well, definitely. Curves in the Streets, we're all about networking and partnering together. I am always looking for partners and success. So feel free to hit me up at curvesinthestreets@gmail.com. My website, curvesinthestreets.com. Any brand, partnership, feel free to contact me. I love working with others and supporting other businesses and brands.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what we're about. I'm here with the Digital Digest. This has been another edition with Tammy D from Curves in the Streets. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is your girl Ace, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Thank you.
You are currently the only person in this conference.